Hallo, hier ist Uwe Boll und it is soon Halloween, the night of terror. And I just rewatched 30 Days of Night from 2007, an American action horror film. And there was a comic book, actually, with the same name. And the story is about an Alaskan town beset by vampires as it enters into a 30-day-long polar night, so the vampires can rule that town, killing piece by piece, one person after the other, basically. And it was a $30 million budget. Amazing. It was, I think, one of the very, very good horror films of the last 20 years. It grossed 75.5 million and 114 minutes long. Sony Picture releasing with Columbia Pictures and Dark Horse and Ghost House Pictures as production companies. The music from Brian Reitzel is excellent. The editing from Art Jones also. Camera Joe Williams. Produced by Sam Raimi and Robert Tappet. And the screenplay was by Steve Niles, Stuart Beadle, Brian Nelson, and David Slade is and was the director. He did Dark Harvest 2023, he did Black Mirror 2018, The Twilight Saga Eclipse 2010, and as we see, he did a lot of films in general, but he also directed, for example, Silent Hill, and 2005 Hard Candy was in a way his his big one, where he or his in a way breakthrough as a director, but it still took forever to get some movies made. Instead, he directed TV series, various episodes of Breaking Bad, Hannibal, Crossbones, Powers, American Gods, and Black Mirror. And Josh Hartnett, you know, Josh Hartnett had a real, real career in a way. Now he's kind of a supporting actor. He's still good, whatever but he never made it to where Brad Pitt would be, you know, or Johnny Depp, even if Johnny Depp fell from grace, and Tom Cruise, you know. I compare him a little with Christian Slater. They both had that time where they were on the same time, same height, like a Brad Pitt and Tom Cruise and Keanu Reeves, you know. I mean, Keanu Reeves was lucky also that he had that Matrix and John Wick. Big successes that made him a big star. Tom Cruise is above everybody in a way, also because of his successes in, like, not only Top Gun and Mission Impossible, but he's just a big theatrical name, similar only to Leonardo DiCaprio right now. But Josh Hartnett shows here that he really can pull it off, and Melissa George is also amazing in the film, and Ben Foster in one of his early films, very frightening, very good already there, plays this kind of like guy who turns slowly into a vampire, and everything plays, of course, in the darkness, in the cold, and it's very gory, what I really liked in that horror film. But I have to say, Danny Houston, the son from John Houston, legendary director, pulls it completely off. Like, he is so a badass leader of the vampire blood-sucking group that it's just absolutely insane and amazing what he brings to the screen. And if you think what other parts he always plays in today's time, more that bon vieux English, whatever, you know, like the, not a psycho killer like here, even action scenes, a lot of them he did himself, The fist fights with Josh Hartnett, and I mean, I give it away, a lot of people dying, including Josh Hartnett in the end, to save the kid and Melissa George. But it was all well-made, super gory, super creepy, and I can tell everybody, guys, rewatch this, you know, rewatch that thing, and yeah, and where's Melissa George now, right? She was in Hulu's The First, The Mosquito Coast at Apple TV. She was in The Good Wife, so she did a lot of TV series in a way, but she started theatrical. And I remember her from Turistas and The Lonely Place to Die, Triangle. So there were like some things. She was in Mulholland Drive too, Sugar and Spice. Yeah, I mean, I really have to say she is kind of an underrated actress, and she's really, really good. Yeah, that was my little Halloween movie review, and I have to say I'm very happy that I rewatched 30 Days of Night, so, and I loved it. Okie dokie. Happy Halloween, trick or treat, or I chop your head off.